The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. Today we're going to talk about advertising mechanics across new media channels. Joining us is Anna McMichaels, who is the Partnerships Director at Vlogbox, which is a global video content distribution and monetization company delivering precisely targeted video ads to OTT and CTV audiences and bringing monetization yields to content creators. Striving to perfect their suite of content distribution services, Vlogbox's video monetization platform covers hosting, encoding, and the streaming of video content combined with a custom app development for their clients and, above all, efficient ad monetization. And today, Anna and I are going to discuss how to survive in the cookieless era. All right, here's the first part of my conversation with Anna McMichael, the Partnerships Director at Vlogbox. Anna, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Hi, Benjamin. Thank you so much for having me.
Excited to have you as my guest. Excited to talk about what is a growing channel in not only advertising, but really in the way that we consume content. You're on the forefront of the video, CTV, OTT, all sorts of different ways to talk about how we consume media and content. Let's start off with kind of a broad advertising question in general. Not just with our Facebook, our Google, our display ads. We're seeing the sort of demise of cookie and tracking affect all media channels. What's the impact of going cookieless having in the video space?
This is something that everyone is a little bit concerned about and thinking there are ways, you know, workarounds. And as far as everyone knows, so by 2022, we're no longer going to be supporting third-party cookies. So that's put us into the situation where we really have to think about how publishers are going to be moving forward, right? When it comes to advertising, it has a lot of hurdles, I'll put it that way. So we really need to put, I'd say, more effort into the quality and targeting and how we can scale it and really focus on the basic aspects of buying and selling inventory. So really, we are at the point where we're really close to 2022, and this is something that we really have to think about, what we're going to do moving forward, not only in CTV space, but specifically in whole digital space.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the value of first-party data must be skyrocketing because the distribution of third-party data is essentially, I don't know if it's getting completely destroyed, but obviously it's going to be harder to find data sources without cookies. Talk to me about the use of the third-party data. How important is that for video advertisers?
Actually, good thing that you mentioned about the first-party data, because this is definitely something that we would have to leverage. And the whole shift of the industry is going to be going towards the first-party data. So we can leverage data from existing customers' channels, you know, like emails, data points, and really build a different customer profile.
So when you think of first-party data as it relates to video advertising, you know, I think of OTT. I'm going and I'm trying to buy channels or shows or not necessarily a data source. I'm not always retargeting people that I have access to. How prevalent is the use of first-party data in things like OTT advertising now, or has it primarily been based on third-party data, or was it just, you know, demographic and geographic type targeting?
I think it's more demographic or geographic type of targeting. And generally now, since we are going to have an access to the first party data, that would be crucial and very, very important at that point. And another thing that I wanted to mention, that besides only first party data, the whole CTV market will be shifting towards contextual advertising as well. That would be a pretty big step at that point, since we're not going to be longer relying on cookies.
So help me understand the difference between OTT and CTV. What are the differences between the experiences in those two types of channels?
What it really stands for, CTV is connected TV. So it's essentially any streaming services that you can consume on demand. So streaming from Roku or Amazon Fire. So this is all CTV content. I would say we're more talking about content when we say CTV. When we say OTT, it's more like over-the-top devices. So it's the way we consume the content is over-the-top. So it's no longer linear, but it's more over-the-top consumption.
So is that the equivalent of a connected TV is actually watching content on your TV, and an OTT is like, I'm watching television content, but I'm watching it through my iPad? Is that the difference?
For example, yeah, I'm watching connected TV, which is connected to the internet. So it's no longer connected to cable or anything. It's connected to my internet. So that's connected to the internet TV. And then OTT is how I consume it. I consume it through over-the-top devices like Roku or Xbox panels and things like that.
Okay, so connected TV experiences and OTT, basically the differentiation between the two, and thank you for the clarification, is if you have a set-top box, that is OTT, that is a connected device, but you could be watching connected TV on pretty much any device, whether it's iPad, including your Rokus and your Apple TVs and whatnot.
Yeah, basically.
So when we think about surviving this cookie-less era, whether it's consuming media on a mobile device or a tablet experience or actually watching it on the big screen, what are the ways that video advertisers are going to continue to be able to be successful without access to that third-party cookie data?
There's really a few options. Like I said, leverage first-party data and contextual advertising. So we can choose display gaming ads on the gaming review show or actual game. Or are we going to be promoting something related to cooking on the cooking content related shows? So really, that would be the next step, I think.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then. And instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. So the contextual targeting basically built into the media that somebody is consuming, you have the ability to target based on that context, right? You have the actual content the users are going to consume. So even if you're not necessarily following, let's say, marketers, obviously somebody that's near and dear to the heart of this show, right? If I'm trying to target marketers, I don't have to target you wherever you watch content. I'm not going to target marketers by integrating ads into Netflix shows. What I'm going to be doing is starting to target marketers when they're consuming content related to business. So I'm going to buy all the business inventory. So the last question I have for you is, what's the difference in rates, right? How much are you actually paying for access to the media if you're trying to buy a specific show as opposed to generally just retargeting and following somebody around through their CCT, OTT content experience?
I think it all depends on the scale of specific show or really of the inventory that you're peaking, because this market is so, I would say it's really growing and popping, but it's still in some sort of an immature phase where rates can really vary based on the popularity of the actual show or the specific inventory.
I guess the devil's in the details. If you're trying to target people with a net wealth over $1 million and you've got a list of emails and you're directly retargeting high net value consumers, that's going to be expensive. If you're going for a show that doesn't have a wide reach, doesn't have a very defined audience, that might be cheap. And on the flip side, if you're trying to advertise on the most popular show in the world, or you're trying to reach general consumers, those rates can flip-flop. So it's an interesting thing to think about how in the television advertising space, even though we have the ability to do all these advanced targeting, that industry might not necessarily be as impacted as something like digital marketing, social media marketing. When it comes to the elimination of third-party data, you could still really get contextual, even if you don't know exactly who you're targeting based on the media that you're buying.
Yeah, so I also wanted to say that just the fact that everything is so verticalized, and now if we go to connected TV, we see so many special channels dedicated to a certain category. So that's why really contextual advertising is going to be popped out, because it's so easy to target based on the actual shows that are already related to the certain category, if we're talking about CTV.
I think that's really interesting in the sense that television advertising, you're not just necessarily picking a show. Often there are defined channels that you can advertise with. So look, if I'm trying to market to people interested in business, I might buy the CNN channel as opposed to just buying the Anderson Cooper show, because I'm broadly targeting people that are interested in business and politics. That's what they're on that channel for. So there is more sort of granular targeting with CCTV and OTT available outside of just the third-party cookie retargeting a user who may or may not be consuming content relative to the reason why you're targeting them. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Anna McMichael, Partnership Director at Vlogbox. In part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow, Anna and I are going to talk about which publishers are winning in the OTT competition. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Anna, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact her on Twitter, where her company's handle is Vlogbox Inc. That's VlogBoxInc. Or you can visit her company's website, which is vlogbox.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our once-a-week newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MarTechPod, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is BenJShap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.